USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House Counsel's Office is calling on news outlets across the country to carefully examine the GOP House impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
The White House's message calls on news organizations to challenge what it perceives as falsehoods and misinformation circulated by Republicans. And that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really concerning to me that the President, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. I'm John Schaefer.
A U.S. federal judge appointed in the Bush years is ruling against a new version of the DACA program that allows second-generation illegal immigrants to remain in the country because they were brought in as children. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen again agreed the program, originally enacted under Obama without congressional approval, is illegal. The Biden administration put together a revised version of the DACA program, but attorneys general from Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, West Virginia, Kansas, and Mississippi successfully argued the new DACA program causes undue harm in their states. After a meeting between White House officials and tech executives in Washington, D.C. Wednesday, tech entrepreneur Elon Musk was asked how the government might approach artificial intelligence.
I think the probability of it being some sort of AI regulatory agency that stands on its own, similar to the FAA or FCC, is likely at some point.
Several big tech bigwigs have been pleading with U.S. lawmakers to get government involved in controlling the development and rollout of AI. And the Powerball jackpot for tonight skyrocketed to an estimated $550 million. It's been a while since someone took home the big prize, ever since a lucky person in Los Angeles snagged a $1 billion ticket. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
The FBI now investigating the cyber attack at MGM Resorts International.
The attack, which began Monday, has paralyzed the company's systems for several days. MGM, which operates 31 hotels and gaming venues worldwide, announced the shutdown on Monday, citing a cybersecurity issue. The extent of the incident's impact remains unclear, but social media posts are showing disrupted operations in Las Vegas, with slot machines offline and long lines at registration, show box offices, and restaurants where computers are offline. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Utah Republican Mitt Romney is announcing his plans not to run for re-election in the U.S. Senate. In a video announcement posted Wednesday, Romney said, "It's time for a new generation of leadership." He also railed against the current top two White House contenders, Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
On deficits and debt, both men refuse to address entitlements, even though they know that this represents two-thirds of federal spending. Donald Trump calls global warming a hoax, and President Biden offers feel-good solutions that make no difference to the global climate.
In his remarks, Romney also clarified that he is not going into retirement and will, quote, stay in the fight. There's a rising worry about an increase in infections from flesh-eating bacteria, known as Vibrio, in the U.S. Some experts believe that climate change is playing a role in Vibrio spreading further, even up the East Coast. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.